7:39, we jump in back to the show. We get into the less than intelligent criminals, right? Here we go. 19-year-old robbed a house in
Florida.
Of course, but left his cell phone behind on the kitchen counter.
I'm always leaving my cell phone places. I feel for this.
As the cops were investigating, they heard the phone ring. And the caller ID said, "Mom." So they answered it. And they asked who was on the phone. She identified herself. She goes, "Who are you?" They identified themselves.
The pit in her stomach just dropped when she heard that.
"We are the police. We're investigating a home robbery." She gave them all the information on her son. They tracked him down, and he has been arrested.
Mom turned him in.
Well, if she hadn't, she would have been arrested for obstructing justice or, you know, aiding and abetting.
For being a bad mom.
Yeah, just being an idiot. In the Lake Worth area of Florida. So there you go. The kid's name was Derek Codd. Two D's, not just one. All right, Tuesday, a 51-year-old man in Washington went to court for a hearing on meth possession charges. You know, people make mistakes. They get into trouble. The guy, you know, heading off to court. Maybe he's going to get his life turned around, right? When he emptied his pocket at the security checkpoint, he put in his meth pipe into the tray. Yep, brought his meth pipe to the meth hearing. He was rearrested for another meth possession charge. Congratulations.
You can be arrested for meth possession just by having the pipe?
Yeah, it's paraphernalia. 62-year-old doctor in
Florida
was just arrested for stealing.
Doctor was just arrested for stealing
prescription drugs,
body parts,
art off the walls of the hospital where he worked.
Those paintings aren't worth that much, are they?
What is worse, the art you find in a really bad hotel room or art that's hanging on the walls of most hospitals?
Oh, a really bad hotel room. I mean, there's some good art. You go to the hospital here, they've got some decent art on the walls. But man alive, the bad hotel room, are you kidding me?
Velvet dogs playing poker? Come on, what's better than that?
Wow, how bad of a hotel do you guys go to?
Charged by the hour.
The No-Tell Motel. Surveillance cameras caught him taking $750 photograph of an osprey holding a fish, then hiding it under his lab coat. He has been charged.
He really liked it.
With grand theft. This is Dr. Douglas Payone of Naples, Florida. Congratulations, Doug.
Your home state was well represented today.
Very much so. I think two out of the three. Is that a new high? I believe it is. Oh, goody.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Tom's too.
A quick look at the news.
Something tells me we could do a whole segment about Florida people.
Oh,
right?
We probably could. We could probably do a whole show at times.
Yeah. People asked me. One guy, he's a neighbor, listens all the time, says, "Do you just make up that they're from Florida?"
Nope.
Say, no, they're really from
Florida.
These
are legitimate. These are legitimate from Florida. Now, I do go mining for them, but I do. It's not hard to find. The CMA Awards aired last night. You saw those, didn't you?
No.
CMA Awards, a.k.a. the perfect show for anybody who's ever watched the NFL and thought to themselves, you know, this broadcast is decent, but it could really use a few more ads for beer and pickup trucks.
Are there any country stars from north of the Mason-Dixon line?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Are there?
Darius Rucker.
It doesn't seem that way.
If you're not going to believe this, a few of the winners took the opportunity to praise Jesus rather than Muhammad. Darius Rucker was nominated for Single of the Year, but unfortunately that did not prevent a confused Kenny Rogers from tossing his keys and saying, "Hey, bring my caddy around, would you?"
Kenny Rogers looked better than I thought.
Really?
He's had work done.
I get that, and some people said it's not very good work. I was expecting it to be not it was passable.
Now,
it was okay.
Did Dylan show up? Because Darius Rucker was going to bring Dylan along, because Dylan actually wrote the song Wagon Wheel. Did he show up? You didn't watch the show?
No, I didn't watch it. Can I continue now?
I suppose, if you must.
American Horror Story has been renewed for a fourth season. Next time, it's going to be about a couple who tries to sign up for Obamacare. Kristen Bell said she was afraid she would never love her child as much as she loves her dogs. But now, as she watches her baby girl drink out of a water dish, she realizes she couldn't have been more wrong. Blockbuster is going to close its 300 remaining stores by January. But if they wind up not closing up until February, they will be charged a $30 late fee. You'll like this one, my friend. Senator Rand Paul announced that he will change his speech writing process from this point on.
Yes.
From cut and paste?
Apparently, he's being accused of plagiarism, although the senator did not help his case much when he ended his last speech with, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." Mm. There's now a glow-in-the-dark ice cream. Perfect for those people who want a snack but are too lazy to even turn on the light. 1 in 5 women dream their man is cheating on them. In other words, Tiger Woods making women's dream come true since 2005. Huh?
Really?
Well, apparently. And last but not least, doctors in Britain have noticed large increases in the number of people with ADD. In other news, hey, look, a squirrel.
Squirrel!
Squirrel! That therefore ends your quick look at the news. Please use all the information we've provided to you for good and not for evil.
A Muslim cannot be a superhero. For Pete's sake, they're on the no-fly list. Her name is Kamala Khan, and as Ms. Marvel, she can grow and shrink her limbs and her body and shapeshift into other forms. Folks, if she can shapeshift, that means literally anything could be Muslim. A lamp, a sandwich, a tiger, a non-threatening Muslim. It's even more upsetting when you consider the original Ms. Marvel. She was wholesome and all-American, blonde, family values, with 2 bulging chest muscles. This is nothing more than Sharia creep, plain and simple. First, she's a comic character, then she gets her own movie, then action figures. The next thing you know, my kids are dressing up as her for Halloween and shouting, "Trick or treat, death to Captain America."
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Vader Show at 9 on WSAU.